Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing a previous shiur, which was on the topic of Inyanik Purim, based on a shiur given by Rav Asher Weiss in the year Tavshin Ayin Beis. So there's a famous hakira of Matanis Levyonim is Medin Staka, or is Matanis Levyonim a specific din that relates Dafka to Simchas Purim? And Mechorot and Machlokas HaPoskim, the Chifas HaMa'aril in Simon and Vav, he was asked if you're allowed to give Meiser. If you're allowed to give Matanis Levyonim from Kesef Meiser, and the Sadin the Shaila are, if you have to give your own, and not for most Meiser, because most Meiser is Maman Aniyim. Or maybe no, it's a mitzvah to be Marbe b'simcha, and when you give to an Evyon, you're Marbe his Simcha, so what does it matter where the money comes from? So the Chorah, the Tut Sadim of his Shaila, the Tut Sadim of our Shaila, if the Nesina is the mitzvah like Tztaka, then you have to give Dafka your own. You can't give from the money that was already set aside for Tztaka. But if it's just a halacha that you sold to be mitzvah Purim, so then you can even give for Meiser, because it's not a problem if you're not giving Mishalcha. If you have to give Mishalcha, then this isn't Mishalcha, this is most Meiser. But if the din is that it's a general nesina on Purim to make people happy, that you can use your most Meiser for. However, the Ma'aril is Mechadish and is true. Another reason why you don't give Matanis Levyonim because of Meiser, because it's a Chova. And Darvish of a Chova has to come from you. So Mashma Vemes Sharash HaMitzvah is to be Mislamech Lev Evyon Vidal. But nevertheless, since it's a Chova, you're not allowed to give it from Meiser Ayin Sham. In Bav Mitzia, there's a Lashon that you're not medaktik b'mos Purim. In Yerushalmi and Megillah, Tav Heyaman Aleph, the Lashon is, Kol HaPoshe Yad Nosim Lo. But it doesn't say in these Gemaras, what's the reason for this halacha of not being careful, of just giving away your most Purim? The Ritva in Bav Mitzia says, you don't really check to see if the guy's poor or not, you just give to be Ma'ariv B'Simcha. And so to the Rush writes, Yesh Mefarshim, you're not medaktik to see if he's a nani or not, Kol Tichvin Yesev Yecho, Vishu Kula Kola Kol Smech, and we want everyone to be happy, so you give everybody. So it's mashma here that the din of giving is not a din in Staka, it's a din that's connected to Simchas Purim. And this Yisod also appears to emerge from what it says in Tafreit Sadi Dalasi Falaf in the Mechaber, Kol Adam Chayav Litein Apachos Shtei Matanos L'Shnei Aniyim. And the Taz writes, to Kol Adam Afilu Ani. And the Prima Gadam explains to the Mishasos that unlike Tztaka, that an Ani is Patur to give when he doesn't have, Matanos Levyonim, everybody is Chayav Al Simchas Purim. So you see that it's a din in Simchas Purim and not a din in Tztaka. You see that from the Prima Gadam. That's why even Aniyim have to give. So let's see, if we go a little bit deeper, that we can say that Bevadeh is a mitzvah of tztaka. The only thing is that this, it's called Matanus Lavyonim, Havyonim. So it's poor people, but the gedder of this tztaka is different from the gedarm of other types of tztaka. And therefore, they're attacking the gedder here should be mitzad ribui simcha. Also, it would seem that Mishloch Manos is the same Indian as Matanus Lavyonim, and they're two sides of the same coin, and that's what we can learn from the Kolbo. Mishalchan Manos Ish L'Reyeo, Elo Asher Shalach Shnei Manos, Belani mana achas v'nafkalan mikra tachsiv mishloch manos ish l'reyav shnei manos la'adam echor matanis l'avyonim beiz matanis l'beiz avyonim. So we learn from this kolbo that these two dinim are one inyan, that la'ashir l'reyayu mishloch manos ish l'reyayu, you give two manos, you give two portions, two foods, and to the avyon you give one mana, but it's really the same gather. And so too in the Rana Megillah b'perish Rabbeinu Yonas. Chazon Ish, Kufnun Heos Aleph, he also says that Mishloch Manos Matanos Levyonim are one inyan, even though this is to an Evyon and this is to any person. Gives to any person Matanos Levyonim, Mishloch Manos, and only to an Ani Matanos Levyonim. Then he was bothered by the Magen Avram. Magen Avram says that Mishloch Manos is included in the Mishtev Simcha. But based on what we said, Kol Enochalam Holcham Elyon, it's all the same. Two sides of one coin, and the coin is Simchas Purim. You give money to the poor, you give food to the rich, and that's all in order to enhance everybody's Simchas Purim. It's well known, Chasim Sofer and Aruch Chaim Kof Tzukuf Tzadivav, that there are two reasons you give Mishloch Manos. One is Mishum Sudas Purim, that's the Trumas Hadeshen, and the other is to be Ma'ar Reyos, to increase friendship, that's the Manos Halevi. Chasim Sofer writes, Nafgamina Lahalach Ayin Sham, based on what we said, it's clear that the Gedra HaMitzvah is Simchas Purim. And they just told you to send in such a way that you're going to be marve ava v'reyus v'simcha yaseira. In other words, the whole reason the Manas HaLevi is Mar B'Reyus is also Al Simchas Purim. We want you to be Samech B'Purim by being Mar B'Reyus. That's the way where they wanted you to be have Simcha and Purim. That's really the greatest Simcha. When a person feels that he has good Reim, good friends. The Beis HaLevi writes famously, in the name of the Binyan Sion, that you definitely have to send manos, to send them. But if you give it yourself, you're not makayim the mitzvah. It says mishloach manos. But when you daiti, says Rav Asher Weiss, you can't be medayik at all. Zil baser taima, if you can be yotzei aydei shliach, you can certainly be yotzei aydei atzma. And if you sort of the mitzvah to be marbe, simcha, v'su'uda, so what's the difference between sending it with a friend and sending it on your own? Some people say that when you send it to someone else, there's more chiba, like there's the distance, and then you say, oh, he sent to me. So you feel more of a gagawin for the person, you feel more of this like this yearning for the person that you didn't see him, but he sent you a gift, he thought of you. Akopanam, the Chazanish was docha this, and you can bring it on your own, you don't have to send it with a shliach. This year in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, those who are zocha to live in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, I'm not one of them, I live in a Yudala town. Purim falls out in Erev Shabbos. So we know that in Erev Shabbos, Ramo says to make the suud in the morning, so when the grow is knowing. So what's the pesher of the minug that people make the suud after Chatzos? So the Ramo in Tafresh Sadi Hesiv Beis writes, V'nogim lasa suud is Purim la'achar mincha v'arvis. The Nogam Lasa Sudas Purim. Lacha Mincha Maravis Yispal Lu Balayla. Mispal Mincha Tchila Bori Yom Gadol. For over Sudas Tzricha Leos Bi Yom. The Lokom Oshin Nogam Lhaskal Samach Lera Vikar Asudu Lel Tesvav. Vishachol Purim Bi Yom Shishi Asu Sudu Bishachwis Mishun Kovat Shabbos. Umi Shirota Asosu Tamid Bishachwis Harishus Bi Yadam. So you see the Ramah says that Bishanim Kitikunam, in normal years, you make the Suda after Mincha. And if Purim falls on Erev Shabbos, then they were makd in the Su'uda to the morning. That's why I read it incorrectly. V'nogim lasa Su'udas Purim l'achar mincha kam v'arvis yispalu balayla. So the Su'udas Purim you make during the day after mincha. And then Meir if you daven later on at night. And when Purim falls out in Erev Shabbos, says the Ramah, that your makdim, the Su'udah, to the morning. Ramah also writes that any year you can make the Su'udah in the morning. And the Eliyahu Rabbah brings in the Mishnah Brura. So they bring the Shlah, that if you eat Su'udah's Purim in the morning, harei zeh mishubach. And the reason is because Su'udah's Purim is Echel Su'udah's Esther. And the stum was in the morning, kederach achilas malachim. And the kafachayim, he brings from the Siddur Rashash, the gamlufiyah kabbalah, you have to eat the suda in the morning. However, he brings that so is the minig of the gra. So that's not so pashut. Because the gra would eat, he would start in the morning, but it would go the whole day. The Mela, not a raya that it's only in the morning. Fuasa sudasa b'mishta v'simcha kula b'yom. And then he finished. They ended, that mayrav, and he went back to his learning. So, that's what it says in Maisa Rav. So those who bring from the Gra, that the sud is dafka in the morning, because the Gra also had a sud in the afternoon. The Magen Avraham writes in Sif Katan Hay that we're not knowing to have Sudas Purim in the morning because we're Tarud B'mitzvah Hayom. Gila, Shlach Mano, Sans of Yonim, and sorry, it's the Mishnah Brura. And this verse is written by the Trim Sadesh and Simon Kofiyo to be Miyashiv, the meaning of those who start Sudas Purim Samach La'erev and they make the Sud at night. They're busy all day with the mitzvahs. However, he writes Besov Tvarav, Komokom Raboisev, Ani Achorem Naginim, Iker Sud B'Shachwis, Kudumish Kenago B'Rinus. So we have our Ikar Sud and Shachris, and that's how they're knowing in a place called Rinus. So that's the best way to do it, according to the Trim Sadesh. However, there is a Ramah who says to make do the Suda after Mincha. You just have Rishus to do it in the morning. But according to the Ramah, an Erev Shabbos, you do it in the morning. So you have the Trumas Hadeshin to have it in the morning. You have the Gro who started the Suda in the morning and you sat all day. You have the Shla and the Rashash, the best time is the morning. And then you have the Ramah to do it after Mincha, unless it falls at an Erev Shabbos. However, the Magen Avraham and Siv Katan Tes writes in the name of the Mordechi, the Shut Ma'aril Simin and Vav and the Shla, that you make the Suda after Mincha. And when night comes, Pareis Ma'apo Makadesh. And so writes the Meiri Yiksubis, that we're knowing B'Purim Shchol B'Erev Shabbos and Maschil and Suda B'od Yom. So what they do is they start the Suda by day, they're Poris Mappa, they cover up the table, they make their Kiddush, and they continue their meal. So writes the Ben Avram, and so writes the Meiri Yiksubis, but Ruba da Almar knowing like that. And maybe because of the Das and the Kubalm, it's not really Chatchil like the Kaf HaChaim says, that the Shita Ari is we know that the Seder Alamas and Mochin is B'Kabbalah Shabbos, and Kriya Shema B'Chosed, and Tfilas Amida B'Yechulu, B'Kiddush Hayom, and if you're Paris Mabu Makadesh, if you do that before Ma'ariv, then you're Pasha Mahapech Li'Olamas, and we know that's not a good idea to mix up the worlds. And not only that, but it's a Safik Bracha. Because it's suffix, if you're Paris Mapu Makadesh, if you have to make Berachas Amotzi, and therefore maybe many don't are knowing to be Paris Mapu Makadesh. In Erech HaShulchan, Sifri Gimel, he writes that after Kiddush Aleyayin, you have to now break bread Al Lechem Mishneh. And the Chor, that's Talui, if you have to go back and make Hamotzi, because Rashi writes in Shabbos, Kufit Zayin Amibayz, the Chomotz is Lechem Mishneh, Inu El Levarech Al Lechem Mishneh, and if you're not Nevarech, Birchas Hamotzi, what mitzvah is there in Lechem Mishneh? So those who hold, as the Rashi says, that Lechem Mishneh is totally in the bracha. So, according to Rashi, if, like the Aruch HaShulchan says, you're both say a Lechem Mishneh, then you would have to make a new bracha. However, some say La B'bracha Talia Milsa. The mitzvah to be kaveh suda Shabbos is the end of Alecha Mishnah, and to break bread when you kaveh suda. But you don't have to make a bracha. And Aruch HaShulchan doesn't hold to make a bracha. Aruch HaShulchan says to be botzei Alecha Mishnah. So Rashi says that when you have Alecha Mishnah, you're making a new bracha. But others argue with Rashi and say Alecha Mishnah has nothing to do with bracha. Alecha Mishnah gives chashivas to the suda. So you don't make a new bracha. And another reason not to be knowing like this in Erev Shabbos, because Yerushalmi says, why don't you make Sudas Perm on Shabbos? Because it says, therefore you don't make a Sudas Perm on Shabbos, because the Shabbos is Talib B'Dei Shemayim, and the Simcha's Perm has to be what's Talib in Beis, and Lufi Zeh Lechora, you shouldn't be Mishalev, you shouldn't connect Sudas Perm with Sudas Shabbos, because you want your Sudas Shabbos to be Bezundari, you want your Sudas Shabbos to be You want your Suda's Purim to be special. You want your Purim to be disconnected from the Suda of Shabbos. Eshe Simchas Atuliyah Bebeizdin. Yatzes Eshe Simchas Atuliyah Bedei Shemayim. So you want to make any tuk between your Simchas Shabbos and your Suda's Shabbos and Suda's Purim. This Poreis Ma'apu Makadesh is a good idea. So to explain our minog of eating the Suda's Purim in the afternoon, we can say as follows. It says in the Sim Reish Mem Tes, Asa Lekbo Be'er Shabbos Suda Mishta Shein Aroga B'Yom Chol B'Filu Suda Seir Simen Hekav Shabbos Shekanis Shabbos Shutayv Lechol B'Chol Yom B'Chalal HaIsser. So you shouldn't be Kaveh Suda on Erev Shabbos with a meal that you don't normally eat, even Suda Seir, since Kavet Shabbos you can have this a big huge meal, you're not going to be hungry for Shabbos. Says the Heilige Ramah, V'su'uda shizman Erev Shabbos, kompi smila pejina ben mutter. But if V'su'uda that zman was Erev Shabbos, it's the 31st day after the child is born, it's a bris mila, you're allowed to make a nice su'uda. V'leichov v'lishtos v'likvi yasu'uda, filu su'uda v'sharaga b'vachol kol yom mutter l'haslam, and adin admitted l'no kol su'uda shenaga b'vachol m'tesha osu l'mayla. So to eat and drink without a regular su'uda, or even a regular su'uda that you have every day, so that you're allowed to start Me'ikar Adin, but it's better not to be Koveya after 9 hours from the morning. So we see that even though Me'ikar Adin, it's mutter to eat a Sudas Mitzvah, Shizman Aver of Shabbos all day, like the Ramah says with respect to Pidgin Aben and Mila, so the same thing would apply to Purim. You're allowed to have a bris mila meal on Erev Shabbos, a really nice meal. You're allowed to have a pigeon of ben meal. So let's fly away and also have a nice perm suda. However, it's better not to be kovei the suda miteisha shalos ulamayla. So the Shulchan Aruch says from teishos ulamayla you shouldn't be kovei a suda shalragul babachol. But kal vachomer is suda that you're not ragul babachol. So what do we care that it's a suda's mitzvah? It's going to shtir your achilas Shabbos. Meidach, on the other hand, every year we don't eat the Sudas Purim in the morning because we're tired by Mitzvah Shar Mitzvah Hayom. So the same thing would apply if Purim falls on Erev Shabbos. We didn't have time in the morning, we're too busy with Mitzvah Hayom, and we're making it later. Not only that, but it's a Mitzvah Eat Basar, and our Minik, we're not knowing to eat Basar and yet drink Yayin in the morning. So therefore, we make it in the afternoon. So therefore, the best thing is, even if you don't eat the suda in the morning, so you can eat in the afternoon, but just make sure that you eat suda Shabbos l'teyavon. You still have a good hearty appetite left for suda's Shabbos. So, this is some machshavas on inyani suda on Erev Shabbos, mishloach manos, mishloach savyonim. We should be zochel lomar olam edush malas lekhanes kol derei salam teresa bihava main shalom sweetest friend.